Canada's Prime Minister-elect, Liberal Justin Trudeau, has addressed supporters at a victory rally in the capital, Ottawa. The Liberals won a whopping 184 seats, 14 more than they needed to form a majority and oust the Conservative Prime Minister, Stephen Harper. 43-year-old Justin Trudeau becomes Canada's second youngest ever leader and now has the job of picking his cabinet. Speaking at the victory party afterwards, he promised a new beginning in Canadian politics.
My friends, we beat fear with hope. We beat cynicism with hard work. We beat negative, divisive politics with a positive vision that brings Canadians together.
Justin Trudeau, Canada's Prime Minister-elect. Well, Besma Mameni is an Associate Professor in the Department of Political Science at the University of Waterloo and a Senior Fellow at the Centre for International Governance Innovation in Canada. Besma Mameni, welcome. Thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you.
Justin,
my pleasure.
Justin Trudeau's election came as a surprise largely here overseas. Not that they were in the lead, but they did start that campaign with third-party status. And what they did that was a surprise, I think, was gain enough seats to form a majority in their own right. How did Justin Trudeau manage that?
Well, I mean, I think that we all knew there was going to be a strong protest vote against Stephen Harper, but the worry was that you would have the centre-left split the vote. And I think what we saw was very strong strategic voting by Canadians with a great deal of effort of independent parties. And once the sort of momentum was behind Trudeau and Mulcair, the NDP candidate, looked like he was the other party, looked like they were losing a key battleground, that really swung the tide in favor of Trudeau. And I think what we saw was very smart strategic voting by Canadians to ensure that Harper is out.
And I want to talk about the policies. That's what we really want to talk about. But just a picture of Justin Trudeau. He's 43 years old. He was a drama teacher, I think. Never really tipped to go into politics, but of course from a very famous political party, the party of Pierre Trudeau. He's been described as a celebrity leader. Is that, with those words we heard there, we beat fear with hope, echoes of President Obama? Is he modelling himself on Barack Obama?
Well, I don't think so, but he did run a campaign that ironically never used a single attack ad, quite in the contrast to his main rival, Harper, who pretty much attacked him for his hair, for his good looks, for not being ready, i.e. not probably too young. So he really ran a clean, sort of positive, upbeat campaign. And Stephen Harper really descended into some, I would say, divisive politics near the end of the campaign that really turned Canadians off and, again, in favour of Trudeau.
So you think it was a vote for the positive more than a vote against Stephen Harper, who had been there for nearly 10 years? And Australians are pretty au fait with Stephen Harper. He was almost mentored. He's certainly a strong admirer of our former Prime Minister John Howard, and then he was a close friend of our most recent former Prime Minister Tony Abbott. Conservative leaders in the same mould, all of them.
Yeah, I think that though, for Canadians, let's not forget that the majority of Canadians never voted for Harper. It really was about the centre-left being constantly divided. And so he was able to rule with, in some cases, 40 to 50% of the popular vote. But as our first-past-the-post constituency system works, it did ensure him a majority often by doing that. So that's something that I think this time around, Canadians were pretty much woken up to the idea that probably 70% of the population doesn't want to see Harper come back. Don't waste your vote. And again, they really, I think, effectively learned about strategic voting, perhaps probably in the very last few weeks of the campaign.
There is an expectation that Justin Trudeau's prime ministership will bring significant change in foreign policy. For instance, they've pledged to have a more proactive diplomacy, more engagement with bodies like the UN. He clearly wants to end the airstrikes. The Canadian involvement in airstrikes in Syria is one thing that he wants to do too. And he's also talking about perhaps not resorting so immediately to tougher anti-terror laws to dealing with those domestic fears at home, but to look at another way. How would you sum up the new direction you expect in foreign policy under Justin Trudeau?
Yeah, I would definitely expect more proactive, a more warm and fuzzy one, and one that looks at soft diplomacy skills, really trying to win the hearts and minds of people abroad. Our previous prime minister was, for the lack of a better word, cold, a little aloof, maybe not very warm and fuzzy. I think we're going to see a charm offensive coming from the Trudeau, which will be useful for us to open up the kinds of markets that we want to open up, get sort of a Canadian brand out there. I think on a number of issues like fighting ISIS, I don't think Trudeau has completely committed to removing his or our coalition involvement. Quite on the contrary, but I think we're going to see more than just military might, which is something that the Harper government really wanted more so than the soft diplomacy skills.
Can I just ask you very briefly, in the run-up to the UN Climate Summit in Paris, Stephen Harper was a fierce opponent of the notion of an emissions trading scheme, very much on the same page as our former Prime Minister. What's Justin Trudeau expected to do in terms of this area? Just briefly.
Oh, I think he will be very... very supportive, absolutely supportive. He's a strong believer in climate change and the need to do everything we can to eradicate global warming. So I think you'll be definitely on board.
Besma Mamani, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Besma Mamani is Associate Professor in the Department of Political Science at the University of Waterloo.